AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Vice President Mike Pence, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and others met with Mexico's Foreign Minister Marcelo Ebrard and his team ahead of President Trump's threatened tariffs. Ebrard says even though they did not reach a deal, he expects one could be reached soon.
We are optimistic because we have a good meeting with respectful position from both parts. We have the opportunity to share our point of view.
Both sides are to meet again tomorrow. A Columbus, Ohio doctor is charged with murder in the deaths of 25 hospital patients who authorities say were killed with deliberate overdoses of painkillers. In many of those cases, the drugs were administered by other medical workers on his orders. Police Chief Tom Quinlan says Dr. William Heusel violated his oath.
This breach of a doctor's oath is vile and worthy of today's actions. And that begins the process of holding this accused killer criminally accountable.
The doctor is the lone defendant. Authorities are not prosecuting nurses, pharmacists, and others involved in the deaths, though dozens have been reported to professional boards for investigation and potential disciplinary action. The federal government plans to start publicly identifying nursing homes that have issues. Mike Gracia has more.
In response to the release of a previously unpublished document and a report questioning oversight, the federal government says it will start posting a list of poor-performing nursing homes. The Associated Press reported Monday that Pennsylvania Senators Robert Casey and Pat Toomey found conditions at 400 facilities to be indistinguishable from the roughly 80 poor-performing nursing homes in the government's Special Focus Facility Program. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services points out it already rates facilities from 1 to 5 stars on its nursing home website. About 1.3 million Americans live in nursing homes. Mike Gracia, Washington.
This is AP Radio News. A new poll finds about half of those questioned consider fake news a major problem, and most blame politicians and activists. Maybe Shelley Adler has the details.
It's a survey from the Pew Research Center, and it says a majority of Americans believe journalists have the responsibility for fixing the misinformation problem. Pew also found that differences in political affiliation are a major factor in how people think about fake news. Republicans are more likely than Democrats to see made-up information and think it's a big problem. They will also blame journalists for it. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Fiat Chrysler will not be merging with Renault after Renault's board of directors postponed a vote at the request of the French government. Fiat Chrysler says political conditions in France caused it to withdraw its merger offer. Had the merger taken place, it would have resulted in the world's third largest automaker, trailing only Volkswagen and Toyota. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.